Tonight we're going to have mostly clear and colder, lows in the upper 30s, lower 40s. We've got a cold front coming in, but we're not going to see it till Saturday night. Tomorrow the highs are going to be in the mid 60s. We're going to have mostly sunny and breezy, but Sunday only high 49 and the low 25. So, sunny, but chilling down. So before we go off to Jackie, we're going to have a little lead-in from something you might, I hope, is familiar to you. And let's see, which one am I on here?
It's a place where the hippies and the hipsters meet. Gonna get my grub on at the Weaver Street. Hula Hoopers out front and they got some bare feet. Got a lot of bongo drummers and a lot of different beats. I'm shopping at the Weave, the total is 20. He don't pull out a Jackson, you know he's dropping plenty. At the farmer's market I buy my spinach. For the prez, I want Dennis Kucinich. Kucinich got a lot of funky toys. If you disrespect, you better bring your boys. You know you're gonna check my stance, my poise. Come on, cover roll, let's make some noise. If it's locally owned,
it's cover roll.
Organically grown.
Okay.
Hey guys, take it away.
That was Billy Sugarfix with It's Carburo.
Well, that was myself and Brian Riss.
Okay. collaboration.
He wrote the majority of that song. I get credit for it a lot more than he does, but really, he had a lot more to do with writing it, and he did all the music for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to talk with Billy a little bit more in a minute, but first I want to tell you what's going on around Carburo in regards to the arts. First, this Sunday, March 4th, 1 p.m., the community dinner. This is an event, this is the 10th year for an event that was started by Naris Levy and Mama Dip Council. It was created to encourage the mingling of people who are different. We encourage everybody who comes to sit down next to somebody you don't know and make a new friend. It's not a fundraiser. It's just a community awareness raiser, and we have a lot of great entertainment, including the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Bagpiper Bryn Smith, the Skipsations, the Guilty Pleasures, the Triangle Jewish Chorale, Flamenco Carolina, and Ski Daddle. If you'd like more information, go to communitydinner.org. We also have all kinds of great food. We've got about 20 restaurants providing food this year, so check it out and come on over on Sunday if you can. Tonight at the Arts Center, which is at 300 East Main Street, we have Step Africa, which is a step performance. It's it's like a dance. I don't know how
step
to explain.
Step dancing.
Step dancing, yeah.
Yeah.
And that will be happening at 7:30. Tomorrow night is the Shady Grove Band, celebrating 25 years of tight vocals and romping bluegrass instrumentals. That starts at 8:30 at the Arts Center.
They were actually on our, this past Monday, they were on Joy's show on WCON.
Oh, cool.
Go ahead.
Well, that's at the Arts Center's at 300 East Main Street. An opening for them is Sweet By and By, which is the first time they've played there in 5 years, so come back and see their little reunion there. And the spring session of the art school classes start on March 1st, so register now because those classes fill up quickly. Most of the most of the art exhibits that I'm talking about will have receptions next Friday in conjunction with the Second Friday Art Walk, but these exhibits are up, so you can look at them. You just can't go by and drink wine and eat food this Friday. Save it for next Friday. Okay, so at the Arts Center is their annual student show, which is pretty cool. They have all their students submit work, and then they hang up an exhibit. And that's in the main gallery. In the East End Gallery is paintings by Marcy Landsman. And at the Carburo Century Center, just today, they hung up an art exhibit from the Community Independent School. And I think on Monday, they're hanging at Carburo Town Hall an exhibit from the Woods Charter School. So that's showing some of our youthful art. taking hold. And at the Century Center tomorrow night, March 3rd, they have Contra Dancing beginning at 8 o'clock. That's up in Century Hall. At McDougal Schools, the Kaleidoscape is still going on. It'll be going on till March 25th. That's the 21st Land Cityscapes from an Artistic Point of View. And then over at DSI, we have the regular Friday night Mr. Diplomat. That starts at 9:30. DSI is at Carmel Mall, right behind Elmo's. At the North Carolina Crafts Gallery at 212 West Main, we have in the front gallery Ronan Kyle Peterson. I should know that name. I've seen his work. He's a potter. I saw him up at Penland for the first time.
Oh, really?
When I first saw him, it was at Penland Gallery. And since then, he's moved to Chapel Hill a couple years ago, and he's creating wonderful art. So check that out. And then in the back gallery, we have Journey, which is mixed media and encaustic paintings by Peg Bockenheimer, who actually was one of my kids' teachers at Frank Porter Graham many years ago. She's retired now, and she's taken up painting, so check out her work. And then we also have the annual North Carolina Woodworkers and Wood Turners Group show at the NC Crafts Gallery. And at Nested, at 118 East Main, they have Lynn Bregman Blass with encaustic paintings and an exhibit entitled Layered by Intention. It's a technique. It's kind of complicated. I just heard about it.
Is that where they paint? They've got some kind of material in there that they use with the painting?
They use wax somehow,
right,
I think.
Right, so that's
the thing
it.
Where they melt down the crayons and paint with that?
I'm not sure. From what I've seen, I don't know how they could possibly do it, but maybe so.
Former elementary school teacher,
Yeah, that's true. And I'll probably hear from her tomorrow. No, I don't melt down crayons to make my work. But anyhow, okay. At Open Eye this month at 101 South Greensboro Street, we have Brian Carey from the Shaw School and Studio. He's the finger painting artist.
Oh,
remember you saw his,
Ruth
one of his,
Faison Shaw.
Yeah, he's continuing her tradition.
That's great.
His work is amazing. I've got one of his paintings, so go by and check that out.
That's the one I saw at your office the
other
day.
The flower. It's hard to believe it's a finger painting.
Right.
And then the music there tonight is the Gravy Boys performing a selection of originals and covers that draw from our rich heritage of Americana. And then tomorrow night, it's singer-songwriters Audrey Ryan and Martha Berner. That's at Open Eye. And on Tuesday, they have the Poets Open Mic. That's the first Tuesday of every month. So it'll be this Tuesday, March 6th. And that's at Open Eye. If you go in and go back, go to the right and go all the way back. Mm-hmm. They have another room back there in the back where they have activities. And this is one of the activities
they
do.
There's no excuse for anybody to stay home around here.
There isn't. There's so much going on.
Right. Well, what time is the poet?
The poet thing is, I think it starts at 7:30.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe.
Okay.
It's on Carborough.com if you want to check out the time. I know I've got it listed on there. Okay, and then at Paget Station, which is at 401 East Main Street, we have the black and white photography of Geneva Sophia. And Sizzle Gallery has closed, but I wanted to mention that Karen Shelton will be on exhibit at 410 Lobby and Gallery of Southern Village. She has sort of moved Sizzle over into that space, I think. So, and her exhibit is called Endings and New Starts, which is fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Wootini, we've got Ray Tolan and Brian Plaster, a show of mixed 2D and 3D metal and found objects. Ray Tolan has worked on augmenting living spaces and creating amazing art pieces for over 20 years. With similar tools and a different style, Brian Plaster is known around town for his designs at the Wine Bar and the Dwell House, and also he's got his own little studio over there on Brewer Lane. Brian does. And at Cat's Cradle tonight, we've got Sparkle Horse, Jesse Sykes, and The Sweet Hereafter. The show starts at 9:15. Tomorrow night, it's EPMD, Diablo Archer, and Soul Students. That show starts at 9:30. And I wanted to mention out at Market Street Books at Southern Village tonight at 7 o'clock, there's a book reading of Lynn York's new book, The Sweet Life. Lynn will read from about 7:15 to 7:45, and then Janet Place and Bill and Libby Hicks will perform for about an hour. And there'll be food and wine and fun, so if you have the inkling, go out there this evening and check that out. And I wanted to mention also the Community Art Project. The intake for that is coming up March 23rd and 24th. For more information, go to communityartproject.org. That's a thing where we invite the general public to create a piece of art and submit it and have it displayed somewhere in Chapel Hill and Carrboro through the months of April and May. And then Jerry has the 5th annual CD and record show, Jerry Williams, at the Century Center April 1st. That's coming up. And also tomorrow is the really, really free market. I know it has nothing to do with art, but it's from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Carrboro Town Commons. If you have anything you don't need, there could be art. Take what you don't need. Go by there and pick up what you do need, because there's all kinds of stuff there. It's just a wonderful thing. Nothing costs anything. You can get a haircut, get a massage. It's all free.
They've got lots of good used books there, too.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I consider that performance art.
Yeah. Well, it's just a great, what a great thing, you know? It's a neat thing. Okay, so Billy, tell us more. We know that you've got a new project going on. Tell us all about it. Tell us the name and what it entails, etc.
All right, the name of my new project is the Surreal-Orama Song Poem Bizarre Lyrics Contest.
Well, that's an easy one to remember.
And it's being hosted by my blog, which is Billy Sugarfix's Surreal-Orama. And the premise of the blog is just to sort of find dreamlike things on the internet and present them to people. It used to be just my strange fiction, but it's expanded now. And
since it started out as sort of such a self-indulgent thing for me, you know.
Hold on a second. Okay. You want to start over from the beginning?
All right.
I think you're on mic 4, and I had you on mic 2.
Well, I wondered. I couldn't hear him. That's why I kept asking you if all the mics were on.
Oh, well. Go ahead. Start over.
All right. Well, the new project that I have, my name is Billy Sugarfix, and my new project is the Surreal-Orama Bizarre Lyrics Song Poem Contest. And it's being hosted on my blog, the Surreal-Orama. And the nuts and bolts of it are that I'm looking for submissions of just strange poetry, odd lyrics, basically anything that could be construed in any way as song lyrics. And I'm looking for as weird as possible, and it's a contest, so you submit your works to us, and then 5 winners will have their words set to music and recorded by myself and Brian Risk, and we are known collectively, whether we like it or not, as the It's Carrboro Rap Guys. So
I'm going to have a question on that, because you say surreal and you say weird, and I have from time to time written a piece of poetry here and there.
Well, for you, it would just be our regular lives. It wouldn't be anything.
Well, I'm just wondering, what kind of music are you going to be setting this to see if I've got anything that might go into the kind of rhythms that you have?
Well, that's kind of the point of it, is that I write songs kind of for a living. I have a custom songwriting website called CustomSerenade.com, in which I do mainly songs for weddings and birthdays, and more often than not, it's a guy getting a song for a girl.
Original songs, these are.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm commissioned to do that, and I've gotten that down to kind of an art, and I can do those really quickly, and you know, there's a certain sound that people are looking for with birthday songs and wedding songs, and I know what that sound is, and I can give it to them fairly quickly, and I'm more than happy to do it, but at the same time, I would like to do something different and kind of just be hit with something that would be a challenge. So I'm really just looking for random weirdness. That's what I really...
And then
really
when
want.
You read it, you'll decide what music should go with it, right?
Yeah.
And, okay.
And Brian will be really helpful with that, too. He's a great beat maker and things like that. But I'm completely divorced from the judging process because as soon as I started getting the first submissions, they were from friends of mine, and I was like, oh, that's in. So I've gotten judges actually really happy about the judges that I've gotten to look at the works. And so that's going to separate me even farther from it. So what I'm really hoping, as far as my personal experience, is to be hit with something completely unexpected and to be challenged to put music behind something that I didn't write myself, and that, you know, the scheme of it might not be readily apparent to me.
Right.
I got the idea, or one thing similar to that, one thing that inspired me to do this and sort of just made me realize how sort of, you know, formulated my songwriting had become, was I teach a class to kids at the Art Center and songwriting, and the things that they come up with are so nonlinear, and when you look at them and you read them, you can kind of realize that there's a pattern to it, but it's not as cut and dry as something I would do personally.
Right.
And so it's sort of the challenge that I've had, and putting music to their words or coming up with music with them is sort of what I'm looking for, you know, more in the adult realm with this contest.
That's cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's a challenge because when I first heard about it from Jackie, and I thought, okay, how do I write a surreal poem?
Well, there are any number of ways that you can do it. This is something I've always wanted to do but never tried. It's the I read it somewhere, the how to write a beat poem. Have you heard that? Have y'all heard that?
No, I haven't heard
it. It's one of the beat poets wrote it. They suggest that you get an article that you really like, and you cut up all the words separately. You put them in a bag, you shake them up, you dump them out, and then arrange them. And then there's your beat poem.
Wow.
So that's one suggestion.
One of the things that I've done, and I'm a therapist.
Okay.
So one of the things I've done working with groups, actually, is telling them to pick an item and then describe it with each of their senses. You know, we did one where we picked a season. It was fall. I see fall. How do I see fall? What do I see? I taste fall. What does fall taste like? What does fall feel like? And we got some really nice things out of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would go into
it.
Get
you thinking anyway.
It does, yeah. We're translating it all into the, you know, what's your taste of fall? And for
right.
A lot of people, it's cider and,
yeah, know. I just hearing those questions, I forgot I was in a radio studio there for a second. What does fall taste like?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a good title or premise for a song right there.
Uh-huh. So it's the kind of thing where you start thinking of, you know, outside the bounds of what you might sit down, you know, I feel this and I feel that. It's
right.
Yeah.
Of the maybe more traditional approach to writing a poem.
Right.
So have you been getting a lot of responses so far?
I have gotten a fair amount of responses, yes. And again, you don't always get what you expect out of things. And most of the responses I've been getting are fairly good poems. Uh-huh. They're not necessarily weird or surreal.
Okay.
But then again, you know, it's a contest and
right.
I'm not going to judge it. So send whatever you have and then the judges.
How do we send it to you again?
Through my blog, which is billysugarfix.blogspot.com.
Billy Sugarfix altogether.
Mm-hmm. blogspot.com. And okay. Blogspot, of course, is Blogger.
Right.
They're now called Blogspot.
Okay.
And if you Google Surrealorama also, it'll come up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so that's how you get the lyrics in.
And when's the deadline for it again?
March 10th.
Okay.
And is there a limit to how many poems one person can send in?
No. I said multiple submissions are allowed, and most people are submitting two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people I've had so far have, I think there's only been one person that just submitted one poem so far. And we've gotten them, we've got a couple of them from the UK.
Really?
Which I'm really excited about. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the internet, it's they don't call it the World Wide Web for nothing, you know?
Right. That's exciting.
That is.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Kind of makes
so everybody
you want to
go home and write a poem.
Yeah.
Or write one on your way to work or while mm-hmm. you're walking. Mm-hmm. I know that one person that did submit, actually a couple of them said, yeah, it only took me a few minutes to write that. And that doesn't matter. You know, it's just, I think spontaneous things are often better than things that you labor over. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, I wrote a song one time. Well, it wasn't actually a song. It was kind of a poem, and I said it to the tune of If I Only Had a Brain. You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
It was called, I still put it up at Christmas time on my website. It's called If I Only Had a Maid.
Right.
And it talks about how if I had a maid, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about it. It's pretty funny, but anyhow. Okay, well, we've got a little advertisement that you put together that mm-hmm. we're going to listen to right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Calling all poets, submit your strangest sonnets to the Surrealorama Song Poem Bizarre Lyrics Contest. Write down your weirdest words, your oddest thoughts, anything that in any way could be interpreted as song lyrics, and submit them.
BillySugarFix.blogspot.com.
Five winners will have their words set to music by the award-winning It's Carborough Rap Team.
BillySugarFix.blogspot.com.
An all-star panel of judges includes Franklin Bruno of the Human Hearts. Jad Fair of Half Japanese. David Katowski from the Large Hearted Boy Weblog. And Seth Faulkner from the Urban Coffee Podcast.
BillySugarFix.blogspot.com.
Submissions accepted now through March 10th. Visit BillySugarFix.blogspot.com for more information and to enter the Surrealorama Song Poem Bizarre Lyrics Contest.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, should we go out with another version, another running of what we've got, 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to say, Brian?
I would just like to sort of acknowledge the judges that we have for the contest. We have sort of an all-star panel, I think. We've got Franklin Bruno, who is a... If you're sort of an indie rock nerd, you've heard of Franklin Bruno. His band Nothing Painted Blue was big in the 90s. He's now in a band called The Human Hearts. And he also writes music criticism for The Village Voice, New York Timeout, and Salon.com. Probably the most famous judge that we have is Jad Fair, who is in, it still is in, the band Half Japanese, who, according to some people, invented punk rock. And I'm one of those people. And then sort of from the internet side of things, we've got David Gutowski, who runs a blog called Large Hearted Boy, which is personally my favorite blog and sort of a role model for the Surrealorama. Although it's not surreal, it's all factual stuff about music and literature. And finally, we've got Seth Faulkner from the Urban Coffee Podcast. And if you're at all into podcasts, you know that everybody, the sort of the site, the hub for podcasts is Podcast Alley. And whenever you listen to a podcast, everybody says, be sure to vote for us on Podcast Alley. And they have like a top 10 ranking. And Urban Coffee is almost always in the top 10. It's one of the, probably the most successful independently run podcast in the entire 2 year history of podcasting.
Wow. Okay. Well, before we're going to go to that, I just want to say if you have any information, questions, opinions about the arts, please email jackie@carborough.com. And now we're going to go a little bit more to hear some more Carborough.
Yeah, I'd like to hear It's Carborough again on the way out.
Okay.
I may end up using that as my theme song here.
Well.
Okay, we're going to hear a little bit of It's Carborough, and then we will switch. We'll be going off to Free Speech Radio News. So
and Billy, thank you for coming.
Oh, Audrey, thank you both very much. It's my pleasure.
Good luck.
All right.
Okay.
hipsters meet. Gonna get my grub on at the Weaver Street. Hula Hoopers out front and they got some bare feet. Got a lot of bongo drummers and a lot of different beats. I'm shopping at the Weave, the total is 20. He don't pull out a Jackson, you know he's dropping plenty. At the farmer's market I buy my spinach. For the friends, I want Dennis Kucinich. Kucinich got a lot of funky toys. If you disrespect, you better bring your boys. You know you're gonna check my stance, my poise. Come on, come on, roll, let's make some noise. If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
Raleigh and Durham and Fayetteville. If it ain't Copper Road, it ain't worth my skill. I won't even go to Chapel Hill. My mama cools her pies on the windowsill. This to the art, to the video. Blockbuster, pay-per-view, Netflix, no. The biz got the porn flicks from Hong Kong. Over 21 room to get your freak on. It's Sunday night, sporting my bling bling.
OCSC!
And that dollar Yingling. Chilling on the crux of Bim and Fidelity. Come on, cover roll, let's kick some melody. With White Box Lane,
it's Cover Roll.
And Hoeing Grain,
it's Cover Roll.
Who's the best in show?
It's Cover Roll.
Where you wanna go? And Acme and Spotted Dog. So close together, G, you won't have to charge. Beehive hairdo next to Maple View. Gonna get my ink on down at Clint's Tattoo. Every fall it's got a Mac and Music Fest. It's a Paris and the Piedmont, it's been confessed. It passed the test, it's passed the rest. Like Ron, Jeremy, Carver Rose been blessed. Cooking music so good the cats cradle me out. Showing so much respect, my sensei bow. With public schools to make your mama proud. Come on, Carver Rose, let's shout out loud. Beans at Pageant Station,
it's Carver Rose.
My Gorg's Metal Creation,
it's Carver Rose.
Cross Number Thrift Store,
it's Carver Rose.
A DSI Encore,
it's Carver Rose.
Open Eye Cafe,
it's Carver Rose.
It's Cool BK,
it's Carver Rose.
Kind of Dunk You Slam,
it's Carver Rose.
When we drop this jam,
it's Carver Rose. It's Carver Rose. It's Carver Rose. It's Carver Rose. It's Carver Rose.
Listening to the West End Report on WCOM, Chapel Hill and Carborough's community radio station. Stay tuned for Free Speech Radio News. Thanks for listening.